from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. At the Port of Oakland today, passengers will continue to disembark from that Grand Princess cruise ship, which was held off the California coast for days to contain an outbreak of the novel coronavirus. Kate Wolf has more on what's next for those aboard.
Passengers are being screened for symptoms as they leave the ship, and those who could be sick are being isolated and treated. If they're not sick, the approximately 1,000 Californians on board are being taken to either Travis Air Force Base in Solano County or Marine Corps Air Station Miramar in San Diego for quarantine. Travis spokeswoman Sergeant Tracy Keller says the base will be able to accommodate hundreds.
It's a pretty large lodging facility, like a hotel, and it's all cordoned off with a security perimeter.
Keller says no permanent residents of the base will interact with people under quarantine. Vice President Mike Pence is leading the federal response to the outbreak.
The remaining passengers will be transported again through very, very carefully controlled environments, buses, out to the tarmac and flown to military bases in Georgia and Texas.
All the passengers are expected to be off the ship by tomorrow. For the California Report, I'm Kate Wolf.
Joe Schwartz, a Bay Area resident, has elderly parents aboard the ship. He says they're healthy and in good spirits now, but he's concerned that could change.
They're not going to get tested, or they're told they're not going to get tested until they're off the ship. So I guess they won't really know if anyone that they're traveling with, you know, has, well, they probably won't have symptoms, but they won't really know if they're traveling with sick people.
Schwartz says he expects his parents to be taken to Travis Air Force Base for a 14-day quarantine. By the way, the ship's crew who don't need medical care will stay aboard the vessel. Once all the passengers are off the ship, it's supposed to leave the Port of Oakland as soon as possible. As for the vessel's final destination, that hasn't been determined yet. While a lot of media focus is on the cruise ship, the new coronavirus is spreading in communities across the state, with a total of 133 confirmed cases, according to state public health officials. The number of COVID-19 cases in L.A. County has risen to 19, and the county has announced its first case of community transmission. Santa Clara County has announced a ban on public gatherings of more than 1,000 people for the next 3 weeks in response to the virus. That will especially affect the SAP Center, home to the San Jose Sharks. The team could play without spectators or play somewhere else. The Warriors are still playing tonight in San Francisco. The mayors of California's largest cities say the state needs more coronavirus testing, and they're especially worried about vulnerable populations like the unsheltered. KQED politics reporter Katie Orr has more.
The mayors of California's largest cities were in Sacramento lobbying for more money to fight homelessness. But talk inevitably turned to the spread of the coronavirus and how cities are responding. San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo says to effectively contain the virus, thousands of people need to be tested every day.
That is not happening in California or anywhere in the country right now. And we critically need to scale up the number of tests. And I think that is something we are in active conversation with state and federal governments about.
Several cities are taking extra precautions to keep the virus from spreading among the homeless population. San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner says they've deployed more hand-washing stations at shelters and are focusing on educating people about how to stay safe.
We've worked so hard to get so many individuals and families off the street and from an unsafe environment. We want to make sure that the environment that is being provided in all of our shelters is a safe one, is a clean one.
The mayors say they can generally handle the cost of dealing with the virus now, but say that could quickly change if there's a dramatic increase in cases. For the California Report, I'm Katie Orr in Sacramento.
In education, UC Berkeley, UC San Diego, and San Francisco State say they're suspending in-person classes and moving to online instruction. Meanwhile, the Los Angeles Unified School Board is expected to vote to give the superintendent emergency powers later today. That would allow him to take fast action in response to the virus, like temporarily shutting down campuses in America's second largest school system. In a related story, state education officials and Governor Gavin Newsom are talking with school districts about what would happen if these closures become more widespread. KQED's Julia McAvoy explains.
The governor heard from educators worried about their students losing instructional time if schools have to shutter for a couple of weeks due to a coronavirus outbreak. Some schools are trying to figure out independent and online study plans, but the state doesn't give credit for independent study unless it's voluntary. So in the case of a mandated shutdown, there would not be credit as it stands now. Schools would likely be able to file for waivers to regain funding for lost instructional time, as they did during the wildfires, but that doesn't make up for lost learning. A bill before the state Senate could help. It calls for funding for disaster relief recovery programs like summer school.
That was KQED education reporter Julia McAvoy. Meanwhile, at the Port of Oakland, passengers continue to disembark today from that cruise ship that was quarantined off the California coast. One immediate challenge is how to make sure everybody on the ship eats. So, in stepped World Central Kitchen, the nonprofit founded by renowned chef Jose Andres. It provides food relief to people in emergencies. KQED's Mary Franklin Harvin has the story.
The World Central Kitchen team has set up operations in San Francisco and had already delivered 3,500 salads for the passengers and crew on the Grand Princess by the time we talked to their regional operations manager, Josh Phelps. Phelps says all the meals they're making are individually packaged, and that can make a big difference.
Less people from the crew, in turn, are cooking. Less people are delivering the food and going, you know, from room to room if, in fact, somebody from the crew happened to be infected and have the potential to spread the virus.
According to Phelps, World Central Kitchen's crew is used to working in places where communicable diseases are common, so they're experienced with the wash protocols necessary to high-risk situations like this one. This is the second Princess cruise ship World Central Kitchen has supported during a quarantine. They also cooked for people on the Diamond Princess that was docked in Yokohama, Japan, last month. Ann Phelps says he won't be surprised if he and his colleagues are called upon again.
You know, I imagine with some of the experience that we're getting, we might be getting asked to help or provide some advice. You know, we'd be happy to share any lessons learned with anybody who was interested or, you know, perhaps get involved more deeply like we are here.
World Central Kitchen says the meals are being made to accommodate the dietary restrictions of those on board, including at least one dog. For the California Report, I'm Mary Franklin Harvin.
And now to news that's not coronavirus related. State Senator Scott Wiener from San Francisco believes if California is going to solve its housing crisis, it has to change zoning in single-family neighborhoods. Legislation Wiener has introduced in the past to do just that has failed. But now he's taking another swing at it with a new bill. KQED's Aaron Baldessari reports.
Senator Scott Wiener's new bill is a follow-up to his closely watched SB 50 that died earlier this year. Opponents criticized its one-size-fits-all approach and said it wouldn't create enough affordable housing. Wiener's new bill, SB 902, would allow for up to 4 units on one lot.
It's less impactful in terms of concerns people had around height and size of buildings in their neighborhoods, but it'll still produce a lot of housing.
California builds less than half of the 180,000 homes it needs each year. Wiener's bill would also allow cities to bypass environmental reviews for new buildings with 10 or fewer units, as long as those apartments are near transit and job centers. It's another tool that Wiener says could help cities meet their housing goals. For the California Report, I'm Aaron Baldessari.
And that is the California Report for Tuesday, March 10th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. Thanks for listening.
Support for the California Report comes from California Earthquake Authority, offering earthquake insurance to help Californians protect their financial futures. EarthquakeAuthority.com. The California Healthcare Foundation, presenting Trade-Offs, a new podcast that tries to make sense of our costly and complicated healthcare system. Subscriptions at tradeoffs.org or wherever you get your podcasts. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose Fund for Strategic Innovation supports transformative ideas that benefit humanity while protecting the natural world, recognizing through science the interdependence of all living systems.